Hello, and welcome to Fanfic Theater. You may have noticed there's a party going on right here. We here at Fanfic Theater are going to celebrate and have a good time in honor of this being our 10th episode, if you can believe it. I mean, it feels like it was just a year ago that we started doing this, and it's actually been much shorter than that. But even in this short time, there have been more than a few memories. I mean, who could forget that, all of the many, many things. But let's hurry up and get to tonight's story. It looks like Doreen from Accounting's had a bit too much to drink, and she's starting to flash everyone. I want to be sure to catch a peek. Anyway, we here at Fanfic Theater thought there would be no better way to spend our 10th episode than by getting back to our roots with another Full House episode. But this isn't your typical Tanner tale. Thanks in no small part to the popularity of Twilight, vampires are hotter than ever, so it should come as no surprise that the bloodsuckers have worked their way into all corners of the fanfic community. Unfortunately, Edward Cullen was unavailable for this story, so Nightcrawler Lover did the best she could on such short notice, and you probably won't even notice the difference. Now, Fanfic Theater is proud to present Saved by Vampires.
Hey, Doreen, turn this way. Doreen. Everywhere you look, you can do that
battle. It was nighttime in San Francisco, California. 8-year-old Stephanie Tanner was walking home. Her blonde curls bounced as she walked, like yellow springs. Often she would look up and her cobalt eyes often scanned the sky for any signs of rain. Then a guy in his 20s with black hair and brown eyes, wearing a black t-shirt, blue jeans, and white sneakers, stepped into her path. Steph slowed to a stop.
What do you want?
Her voice was filled with fear. She had heard about strangers and child molesters, but this guy, whoever he was, took the cake.
You. I want you.
Before Stephanie had time to open her mouth to scream, he pulled her into an alley. Then he pushed her down onto her back. Steph bit her lower lip.
Pretty thing like you shouldn't be wandering the streets late at night.
He began tugging at her multicolored dress. She did her best to fight back.
No!
But it was in vain.
Let go of me!
Such a cute girl. Don't worry. I'll protect you from any vampires I happen to come across.
Steph's head was spinning. She was trapped, in the hands of a child molester. Then a voice called out.
Leave her alone.
Yeah, vampires are not the things to look out for in this city.
The child rapist looked behind him at the mouth of the alley. There they stood, the owners of the voices. One had long black hair and dark brown eyes. He wore a white top with a red car on it, blue denim jacket, leather gloves, black jeans and a light blue and black bandana under his hair. The other had green eyes and wore a navy green jacket, matching pants, a white shirt with stuff on it, and a lightning bolt earring. His hair was spiky reddish brown.
Clear off, shrimps. Can't you see I'm trying to do some molesting here? Now get lost before I do you, too.
Then he turned back to his catch and reached for her. His manhood was aching to be satisfied. Two hands on his shoulders made him stop, and he turned around to swat the owners off. When he did, their eyes glared into his.
What? Purebred vampires?
Before he knew it, he was lifted up into the air by the raven-haired boy.
Please let me go. Just spare me my life.
He had wanted to satisfy his hunger, and thought he could get some from the beautiful Stephanie Tanner, who he heard was a dancer and so cute.
You plead for that? You go around raping children because you can't score with women yourself?
Ha! Don't make us laugh.
Then they bared their sharp white canine teeth and injected them into the child molester's throat. He tried to scream, but it was no use. Soon he was dead. After putting the body in a dumpster, the teens wiped the blood off their lips with their tongue, then turned to Stephanie. She was laying there quiet and still. Her eyes were open. They walked over and bent to her level.
Hi, are you okay?
He was going to rape me. How rude! Thanks for saving me.
No problem. Who are you?
My name is Stephanie Judith Tanner, but you can call me Stephanie, or Steph.
I'm Corey Feldman.
And I'm his best friend, Corey Haim.
It's nice to meet you.
Then Feldman gathered her gently into his arms and they flew off.
Hey, this is really cool. What are you guys, anyways?
We're vampires. You saw what we did to that guy that was about to molest you.
But don't worry. We only feed on rapists, muggers, usually people who would try to take advantage of a pretty girl like you.
As he said this, he stroked her hair gently, and she suddenly felt a whole lot better. Soon they reached her house. When she stepped over the threshold, her father, Danny Tanner, ran in and swept his daughter into a hug.
Daddy, I know you're happy to have me home safely.
I know, sweetheart. I don't know why I ever agreed to allow you to walk the streets of downtown San Francisco in the middle of the night. That just doesn't make any sense. You're only 8 years old, for crying out loud. I'm usually so strict. Remember? I ground you girls for sneezing. I mean, really, I'm a tyrant. Well, in any case, thanks, guys, for bringing her home safely.
No need to thank us, sir. It was our pleasure.
Haim nodded, smiling at Stephanie.
She's such a lovely child.
He then took her hand in his and placed a kiss on the back, ardently, but respectfully.
Thanks.
Joey, DJ, and Jesse had also come in to meet the Coreys.
Have mercy, it's in the middle of the night.
What's going on out here?
Trying to sleep around here, come on.
Guys, the Coreys have something they would like to say.
We're vampires.
To prove this, they both showed their fangs.
Wow, so can garlic kill you, or can you be impaled?
On moose antlers.
Or with a steak?
Say, is that steak made of wood?
Oh, Mr. Woodchuck, cut it out.
that's Joey.
Good one, Joey.
Like it or not.
Solid work. No, not at all. Those are just made-up superstitions.
And guess what? We also have reflections, and we're the good guys. And we saved Stephanie from a child molester.
Oh no! Someone tried to molest my daughter? Again, I have to go back to my original point. Why on earth were you out in the first place? Well, anyway, I guess I better call the police and file a...
That's okay, sir. Neither you nor Stephanie need to worry about him anymore.
Feldman touched his nose and winked.
He's dead.
Then Stephanie and DJ yawned.
Well, after all this molestation and murder, I am bushed. I'm gonna go to bed. Good night, guys.
Hold it.
Yes?
Why don't we stay with you? There are a lot of guys who want to sink their teeth into you.
Corey Haim looked serious as he said this.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
After Steph brushed her teeth and changed into her nightgown, the Coreys then tucked her into bed, even though she insisted she was perfectly capable of doing it herself.
You guys, thanks for saving me. I owe you my life.
Both Coreys smiled. Then Haim spoke.
You've heard of a love bite?
She assured him that she had, so he said, leaning along with Feldman,
Just one little bite, Stephanie. That way you'll know we belong to you, and vice versa.
Steph sighed and closed her eyes as the Coreys then bit down on either side of her throat, but not too hard, and drank some of her blood. Then they licked her neck so that the marks didn't show.
There.
Feldman laid her head on the pillow and turned out the lights with a click of his fingers, which was pretty cool. Then, both of them blew her a swift kiss and flew quietly into the corner where only she could find them, if she needed them.